Former UK Equality Chief, Jo Cox's death used to enforce woke orthodoxy on multiculturalism. By Jack Montgomery on May 1, 2019. Trevor Phillips, the former head of the Commission for Racial Equality and the Equality and Human Rights Commission which succeeded it, has warned that the death of Jo Cox is being exploited to enforce woke orthodoxy on diversity and multiculturalism. Phillips, himself the son of migrants from British Guiana, as the modern-day county of Guyana then was, warned that the Labour MP slaying by a man espousing far-right views is being used as a way of demanding compliance to a politically woke orthodoxy in an article for Unheard. While the former Labour member of the London Assembly stressed that Mrs. Cox seemed like my kind of person, leftish without being tribal, and ready to change her mind, he said he was concerned that the more in common mantra taken up by her multiculturalist admirers after her death was just not true. Her death is increasingly being used as a way of demanding compliance to a politically woke orthodoxy that will cause the very misery and division she entered politics to combat, Phillips explained. In all too many cases, authorities, public and private, are being bullied into pretending significant cultural differences do not really exist. Even now, for example, authorities in towns such as Rotherham and Rochdale remain reluctant to associate the child grooming scandals with social norms within the largely Pakistani Muslim neighborhoods in which they took place. He continued, noting that, to this day, pages of text and a glossy video presentation about the rape gangs fail to touch on the issue. As in another example, Phillips noted that the practice of cousin marriage is legally prohibited in China, Korea, half of the United States. But, in some British communities, the practice of cousin marriage is regarded as unexceptional, and indeed desirable. There are fears that consanguinity may be contributing to a rumored increase in debilitating conditions among babies in these groups, he explained. But any widespread discussion of the cost, human and economic, of this phenomenon, has yet to take place for fear of stigmatizing such groups. In other words, we prefer to maintain the fiction, even if it means unnecessary suffering of children and parents. The fiction is clung to most fiercely by liberal opinion, particularly white liberal opinion, he chided. Despite his own migration background and broadly left liberal political stances, this is not the first time Phillips has criticized excessive diversity as being harmful to social cohesion. During his leadership of the Commission for Racial Equality, he criticized state-sponsored multiculturalism for encouraging separateness and insisted the state should assert a core of Britishness. More recently, he took aim at super-diversity and the virtue-signaling attacks on free speech perpetrated by its defenders. Squeamishness is about addressing diversity and its discontents risks allowing our country to sleepwalk to a catastrophe that will set community against community, endorse sexist aggression, suppress freedom of expression, reverse hard-won civil liberties, and undermine the liberal democracy that has served this country so well for so long, he warned. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.